Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 93. Thank you for downloading and subscribing to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. Podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love to hear from you. Now, coming up today, if you have a Perkins Brailler sitting under your bed, you might want to get it out because we have a new product that's just joined our portfolio called Page Connect, which is really, really cool. We'll be talking to Greg Hargraves about that. And there's a new member of the Sight and Sound team in Scotland. I'll be catching up with Alan Taylor, our new training team lead in Scotland. Stay right where you are. I know what people are going to say as they're listening to this podcast. It seems like a little while since we were with you. It really does seem a little while since we were with you. There's been so many things happening, and producing a podcast has been on my mind for quite a while. But we've had so many other things going on with webinars and exhibitions and travel. But hey, we're here and the madness is not dying down. We have Sight Village London, which is on, of course, in the ever popular Kensington Town Hall in a beautiful part of London on Tuesday, the 5th of November. We're looking forward to seeing lots of people at that event. We always enjoy Sight Village. It'll be great to catch up with Paul and Rose from QAC and all the other great people who run the event and all the people in the industry. You know, I love talking to people from other companies and just hearing what's going on. So we're looking forward to that. And on the 14th of November in Edinburgh at the Scottish Sensory Centre, which is part of the University of Edinburgh, we have a very special Braille in Focus event. If you're interested in Braille, in particular if you're in Scotland and listening to this and you want to get involved, have a look at our website, sightandsound.co.uk. The information is on there and a link to register for that event if you're interested in Braille and coming along. Definitely one worth a look, because we're going to be talking a lot about the multi-line Braille devices that we have spoken about on this podcast before, but also some new single line Braille tech. And we'll be talking about Page Connect. And speaking of Page Connect, it's the latest device to join our product portfolio. I don't know about you, I have a Perkins Brailler here that sits at the bottom of my desk, and it gets taken out very occasionally to write cards. Or, you know, sometimes I use it to write a list, but if it gets three outings a year, it's doing pretty well. And but I would not part with it. I would not part with my Perkins Brailler. Really, really love it. It's a device that is close to me. But we recently came across a device called Page Connect, which can really make your Perkins Brailler very smart. And with me to talk about that today is Gregory Hargraves from Page Braille in London. And we've been, as I say, collaborating with Page Braille for a little while. Greg, you're very welcome, and great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I know we caught up with you very briefly in Sight City in Frankfurt. It was a short clip on our podcast a couple of months ago, but I thought we'd use this chance to sort of talk a little bit more about Page Braille and the Page Connect product and what you guys have been doing. But maybe will you bring us back a little bit, because you started this project when you came out of university.
Yeah, that's right. So we're a team of engineers and we all met at university, and we had a project that was with the Kilimanjaro Blind Trust, who are a really amazing charity in Africa distributing assistive tech. And so that's what kind of got us started on the problem. And we eventually came up with an idea to upgrade the Perkins Brailler. And we showed it to some TVIs in the UK, and they were really enthused by it. And so that's how we got started.
So you'd know knowledge of Braille or of sight loss prior to your college project, right?
Absolutely nothing. And so we it was during COVID as well. And so it was quite hard to meet with people initially. But when COVID sort of eased up, we managed to do some testing at New College Worcester. And that's where we met a ton of really incredible people who taught us more about the kind of problems in the space and where we could try and like fix things and where we should sort of veer away from.
And were you seeing these Perkins machines around the place that maybe people, yes, they were using for some things, but they weren't being used as much as they could. Is that what you kind of thought, okay, maybe we can add something onto this?
Well, initially the project was really ambitious. It was to try and produce a Braille display. And so we slaved away at this project for ages and ages. And when we were sort of testing it with people and talking to them, the kind of universal thing across everyone we spoke to was that they'd all learned on a Perkins Brailler. And so then we kind of scratched our heads and realized we could snap off some of the software we'd built for our display, put it on the Perkins, and immediately we had a product that people were finding way more compelling. And so we showed it to some TVIs, and they were absolutely kind of bowled over by it. And this was like a horrible prototype we'd built in a month versus something we'd slaved away on for a year. And so then we realized, oh, actually, this is probably what we should be working on instead. And so then we spent a long time refining it from there.
Had you ever been told about a device called the Braille Imprint, which was around, I think, in the 80s and maybe early 90s, that connected to a Perkins and let you send the output to a printer?
Yeah, we've heard about all of these. They're quite cool. So we've heard of the Braille Imprint. There was another one we've heard of called the Braille Deck by SenseTech. And then we've actually heard of another one recently called the Micro Brailler. So there seems to be like a very storied history of people upgrading the Perkins. But these were done so long ago, they were hooked up to, like you said, these like dot matrix printers that would sort of make a ton of noise. And so with our product, we connect it wirelessly to any phone, tablet or laptop, just as a Bluetooth keyboard. So we're trying to sort of even upgrade that idea.
So tell us how it, because it really is amazing. I think the beauty of this is there's no setup, there's no training, there's nothing you need to do to really, it can be up and running with this thing in 2 minutes. Just give us a sense of what it does and how it all comes together.
So we ship out a board to you, and it's just the baseboard of your Perkins Brailler, and you unscrew 11 screws, screw in our board, and then you can power it over USB and connect it wirelessly via Bluetooth to any phone, tablet or laptop. And it will just appear as a Bluetooth keyboard. And what it's doing is it's converting your key presses on your Perkins Brailler into the SDFJKL keys you would have on a normal keyboard. So that means that immediately it's compatible with any software that supports that. So that can be things like UV Online, Duxbury, but also our own software, which we make freely available, which includes a translation tool and a learning tool to convert what you're embossing in real time into print. So you can collaborate with sighted teachers, family, friends, and also it can interactively teach you Braille with our online learning tool. So it will introduce things like A is .1, you'll press .1 and it will say correct, and it will give you that interactive feedback and slowly introduce more and more complex things like contractions.
That's fantastic. And I mean, when I heard about this first and when we met and talked about it, what I really liked was because the fact that all your development is happening online, you can change things, you can add to codes, and it will always be supported by the Page Connect that's attached to your Perkins.
Exactly, yeah. And we've actually kind of followed through with that promise as well. So recently we've added user accounts, and so you can actually store your progress and also see a summary of all of your progress through the learning activities. We're continuing to build out the curriculum, and we're now slowly starting to build out support for other languages for the whole website. And so, we'll continually be improving that. And it's also important that we make that freely available so you can sort of try before you buy as well. So you can just test it out with your normal SDFJKL keys and give us feedback and ask for features. And we're up for anything.
And you're obviously, you're looking for feedback if people have maybe other codes that are not present, maybe languages or I don't know, maths codes that they want to have added. You're open to having a think about that too.
100%. Yeah. So one of the things that we're working on, well, funnily enough, we've actually had 4 units requested by a small charity in Cambodia, and they're requesting their language as well. So we sometimes get like odd requests like that. And we're also really keen to try and add more math support. So we've got some basic math support with Libluy, but we want to really build that out. So we know that there's some interesting work happening with MathCat, which we're keeping an eye on. And if that ever supports Braille input, we'll be looking to support that through our website as well.
I'm you know, as you talk, I'm thinking that you know, the Perkins Brailler is, well, it's obviously important to us all. As I said at the start, I use one a couple of times a year, but I won't part with it. But particularly to people in the developing world where maybe they don't have all the technology and stuff that we all take for granted, this must be revolutionary
Yeah, I think what surprised us is that it's really had a lot of traction in countries like the UK and US as well, which I guess might be counterintuitive. I think it, our kind of overall mission is to try and make it easier just to get into Braille for everybody, because we kind of saw there was a lot of friction if you're just someone completely new to Braille, you don't know where to start. Sometimes there's quite a lot of friction. You've got to sort of seek out a dedicated TVI to be looking over your shoulder. You've got to seek out really expensive equipment. And we just wanted to have this be the first sort of stepping stone to get you into Braille. And then you can sort of go from there.
Okay. And I suppose it's interesting the fact that, as you say, there is so much, there's so many people talking about this in the UK, just goes to show that the Perkins is still very much a part of the education system. You know, we have all this technology, but people still use their Perkins for all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I think people like the simplicity of it. If you've got a young kid who's just starting Braille, you don't want to kind of overwhelm them with a complex device. You don't want them to have to learn 10 different things at the same time. You just want kind of, I want to hit a key and I want to get a Braille.1. Like, I think that simplicity is really key for people just starting out.
Okay, now you're going to be joining us at Sight Village in Kensington on the 5th of September, and you're going to be joining us at the Scottish Sensory Centre on the 14th of November in Edinburgh. So people will have a chance to come and see the Page Connect at those sessions, won't they?
Yeah, that'd be great. We're happy to talk to anyone.
All right, brilliant. Greg, do you want to give the website, your own website, where people can go and learn more and obviously have a chance to try out that great online Braille learning tool and translator?
Sure. So you can find us at pagebraille.com, page spelled P-A-I-G-E, and you can find us at pagebraille on most social media. And you can also book demos with us through our website to get a feel for the product.
All right, Greg, we're delighted to have the product in our portfolio, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys in London in a little while. But for the moment, thanks, Emil, for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Stuart.
That was Gregory Hargraves from Page Braille. Looking forward to catching up with Greg and everybody else at Sight Village on the 5th of November. If you're coming along, make sure to come over and say hello. I love meeting people at Sight Village. I must say, it's always a very busy time. You know, you're really on the go from the start to the end of the show. But you know something, it's a great day. And in particular, this year for me, I'm looking forward to Sight Village because I missed the Birmingham event this year. I was meant to be at Birmingham. I had been coming back from holidays. I think I said this on a previous podcast. And our national airline here, Aer Lingus, were in the midst of a very difficult industrial relations dispute with their pilots. And as a result, my flight got cancelled. So I ended up not being able to go to Sight Village at very short notice. And I was very disappointed not to be able to see everybody. But we're looking forward to seeing loads of people on the 5th of November in Kensington. Now, it's always nice to welcome new staff to Sight and Sound Technology. There's been so many new people joining Sight and Sound Technology, I haven't been able to keep up because I usually try where I can to get new voices on the podcast because it's nice that people can hear, and especially the customer-facing voices, I suppose, people who might be coming into contact with our customers so that you know who's who. And a couple of months ago, at the beginning of July, we were very pleased to welcome to Sight and Sound Technology our new training team lead for Scotland, and that is Alan Taylor. Now, I caught up with Alan a while ago, actually, so I have to apologize to Alan because this piece has been sitting in the can, as they say, for a little while. I caught up with Alan at the very end of August in Glasgow. We went and had our lunch and sat outside a lovely cafe on a beautiful sunny day, and I had a quick chat with Alan. Let's have a listen to how it went. You join us today in Glasgow City Centre. We're sitting on High Street in Glasgow. I say we because I am with one of Sight and Sound Technology's newest recruits. It's our new training team lead in Glasgow, Alan Taylor. Alan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Alan, listen, I think we were saying just under 2 months with Sight and Sound?
Yeah, 2 months. 2 months on Monday, I think it will be.
Brilliant.
So fresh and new.
tell us a little bit about what you do, because as well as training, you're kind of looking after some of that training function up here, isn't that it?
Yeah, I'm going to be looking after the DSA market in Scotland, colleges and universities. I've got a really good team just now of experienced trainers, which is great. And we're also probably going to dabble a little bit in the business development side of things as well, see if there's any kind of leads of business that we can generate, whether at events or getting out to meet customers.
What's it been like? I know you've been involved in the assistive technology industry before, but coming into a company like Sight & Sound, lots of stuff going on. What's the first 2 months been like?
It's been a learning curve. I've done assistive technology. I've been involved in the industry maybe about 6 years of my life. But things have progressed a lot since 2019. The programmes that are no longer being used, programmes that have been changed dramatically. And just trying to get used to the way that people work now, no more face-to-face training or very little, and doing things remotely online. So how do you train on Dragon dictation software online, or how do you train on a CPAN online? So it's been a learning curve for me as well, and I've been using the time mostly to familiarise myself with the internal processes here and how to use the assistive technology again.
We always talk, I think, when we're chatting within the company here about, you know, it's very busy and we're coming into a busy time. Maybe there's no such thing as a busy time anymore, but this is the time of year when students get their results, getting ready to go to university. The DSA is busy. Are you expecting it to be busy for you and the team in the next couple of months?
Yeah, I've got access to the quoting system in Sight & Sound, and when you see the active orders that they currently have, it's going to be very busy. At this moment in time as well, it's still busy, as you mentioned. Looking at the guys up in Scotland, it seems that every single day they're fully booked out in terms of training, and that's just from last year, and this is not including the new students that are going to come on. So I'd imagine it's going to be extremely busy.
Just for maybe people who are listening, Alan, who might be availing of DSA and might be interested in, okay, training, how does that maybe work? Is it mostly online, or do you do some face-to-face?
Face-to-face can be arranged. The majority of students prefer for things to be done online, and it's certainly easier from a training point of view without trainers having to travel to Aberdeen for 3 hours there and 3 hours back to do a three-hour training session. But there is options available for face-to-face training. And in some cases, face-to-face training is just required, especially when it comes to visual impairment software. That's something that you would say perhaps is something you would have to have in a face-to-face setting.
Okay. There's always, people are always interested, you know, about when you talk about getting out and about. I know you had mentioned Sight Village and some of that kind of business development, I suppose we call it, idea of going out around the country. You mentioned that at the start, that you're planning to do that. You kind of, are you looking forward to just going and meeting people and talking about the potential of technology, I suppose?
Yeah, that's one of the things that, as I said, it's been difficult to kind of get my head around is this working, fully from home. And I'm looking forward to actually going out and meeting individuals. I think it's great when we go out to these events and we've got representation at these events. It's really nice to meet people of all different backgrounds, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Alan, I know you've been in Sight & Sound almost 2 months, but you're now officially in Sight & Sound because you've been on the podcast. So,
no, that's good.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Look, major congratulations on your role. Continued success in doing what you do. I'm sure we'll hear from you again in the future on the show. But for the moment, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thanks a million there to Alan Taylor. Thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Alan. He's a great guy, and I know that he's very, very excited to meet lots and lots of customers and go out and hit the ground running. And indeed, he is doing that already. So many thanks, Alan, for your time. Lovely to catch up with you in Glasgow. I'm sure we'll be doing that again very soon. That's just about all we have for this episode of the show. Looking forward to seeing anyone who can make it to London at Sight Village. I'll have my microphone. We will have some podcasts from Sight Village as well. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, thanks for listening and goodbye.